Okay, this is May 18th, and the topic this month is words.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is an opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity, and so am I. It is the purpose of this teaching to make this essential truth of our being known to everyone. Now, with that said, I hope that you people have not given up the idea that you're gods and goddesses. You must remember that you haven't given that up.
I never do. No.
Good. That's terrific. How many people remember that you are the beloved in whom this thing we call God is well pleased? And are you always well pleased with yourself? Do you scold yourself? When are we going to stop doing that, people? Don't scold yourself over things like that. You are the beloved in whom this thing that we call God is well pleased. You were made from the goodness of the universe, and you have all those qualities inside of you. And you do not have to be ashamed of anything, and you certainly do not have to think that you are not loved. So many people go through life thinking that no one ever loved them. You must learn to love yourself. It's always going to boil down to you and what you are thinking and what you are thinking about yourself. So try to hold yourself in the highest of esteem always. Know that you are a way up there, you see, instead of thinking, oh, years ago they taught that we were worms of the earth. Now, I don't know why they did that. It's so stupid. You're not a worm of the earth. You're a magnificent human being with all these wonderful qualities inside of you. Just bring them to the forefront. So tell yourself that every day, that you are the beloved. Isn't that a wonderful statement? You are the beloved. A year or so ago, I gave you a little affirmation, and it was, I am the full expression of God. Just as God is love, so am I. I am love. And you have to remember, that's it. You are love. So learn to love yourself. And I remember when I first told you this affirmation, I said what I liked best about it was, I am the full expression of God. Not partial, not half, but full. Everything you're doing, you're the full expression of this thing called God, or this thing called life, this thing called wisdom and intelligence. You're the whole shebang. We have a wonderful saying that what you are seeking is seeking you. And what you are looking for, you are looking with. What you are looking for, you are looking with, is Eckhart. I don't know if anyone knows. He was a 12th century person, I believe. Master, I think it was. Eckhart said that. And it's absolutely true. That's why we don't find what we're looking for. Because what we're looking for, we're looking with. And we have to remember that. You have to remember these simple things. Just keep passing them through your mind or through your consciousness till they belong to you. To your mind finally gives in and says, okay, I'll believe that. It's all done with a belief system, people. And you have to build your own belief system. What has happened is we have taken on other people's belief systems. And we have certainly, in the religious part of it, we have taken on all the dogmas that are all man-made. They're completely man-made. So, don't do that. All right. I brought the big book. So it must be true. This is a metaphysical Bible. And the reason why I brought it tonight was because I want to just do a few, not the whole thing. And this I got years ago. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Well, I didn't see that till just now. That's that beautiful tapestry from the cathedral downtown. Isn't that gorgeous? Yeah. All right, about word. Absent healing is done through the power of the spoken word of God. The word of God is his creative power. So your word always has creative power. It includes all the potentialities of being. Love, life, wisdom, substance, power, strength, and all of God's other attributes are in your words. Do you remember when I was a child? I don't know if it was my father or school or what taught us that your word is your bond and you're as good as your word, and if you gave your word to somebody, you could not break it. I don't know if they teach people that anymore, because people say, oh, I'll do this, I'll do that. Once you enter, or once those words exit your mouth, you have to pay attention to them, you have to do something about them. Words are very, very powerful. And we must pay attention to what we're saying, what we're doing. But your word is always your bond. And you know people who don't keep their word. You don't want to be around them, do you? It's people who keep their word, even in the littlest things. Oh, yes, I'll be there. Oh, yes, I'll pick you up or whatever. You're saying that. Now you must follow through and do it. You see, these are the things. When you do that, you're using your word with power. And you have to give power to your words. Okay. All who have faith in the power to accomplish that whereto it is sent may speak the word with power. When you're using a word like, I'm healing, doing healing, and even remote healing, I have to sit down and convince myself that I'm able to do that. And I have to convince myself that my words go someplace and do something. And most people cannot do that. Most people don't know that. They have no idea that your words can heal you. I used to go to hospitals and do different treatment work and so forth. And the nurses and the technicians and all always said, as soon as you were finished, Alice, all the monitors did something, you know, the person, whatever that was. I don't do that stuff anymore. But anyway, it's possible to do it. I got into this teaching because of healing. I wanted to be able to heal people, not only mentally, spiritually, but also physically. And I concentrated on the physical for the longest time. I don't concentrate so much on the physical anymore. But all the words that come out of your mouth must be healing words. And what comes out of most people's mouth are hateful words. They're not healing anybody. And when you heal somebody else, you also heal yourself, you know. And there's no ego trip in that, by the way. It's just, you just know that that is working. And I've used it and done it many, many times in my life. So I know that my word has power. When I put my faith behind that, when I put what I call the sincere heart behind that, and when I absolutely believe that I have that power, I can use that power. but most people waffle in and out because of the world. Talking about waffling in and out, you weren't here last week. You were. And these two were. And Rose was. Well, we prayed for rain last Monday.
And it rained. I was wondering who did that.
Yeah, and we got it. And every morning I go, when I walk, I look at the trees and stuff and thank them. And I keep asking for more rain please, more rain please. You have to know that you're able to do that. We have control over the weather. Everyone knows that we have dominion over everything, but they forget that that dominion means weather. It means things. Do you remember Jesus said, "Peace, be still," and he stilled the waters. You say, we have these intrinsic powers and we have to use them. Native people, what did they do? They did rain dances and things, and it worked. It worked for them. We can do the same thing. Now, I'm not suggesting you jump up and start a rain dance, but know that you have that power. Most people say, oh, well, it wasn't enough rain, or they wait till the weather report. I never listened to a weather report. Why would I let it down? You know, that's a downer. Oh, I want to go Sunday, do this, that, and the, oh, it's going to rain, people. You cannot listen to the weather. You have to listen to what you want and change it and know that it's going to be wonderful for you. You are always creating your own universe. You are creating your own reality. Nothing else is doing that but your mind and your thinking. That is what's creating your reality. So, you have a reality where there's plenty of rain, you see. This thing called the universe, or God, or whatever we want to call it, certainly is not going to make this planet dry up and go away. It's absolutely too beautiful of a place to do that. Things may change, but we're going to get water and we're going to have rain. So I never worry about that. So pat yourself on the back if you made it rain. Yes. Pat yourself and say to yourself, I'm very powerful. And then don't poo-poo it by, oh, it wasn't enough rain. Somebody said that to me the other day. I kind of put them in the head. That wasn't enough rain. It rained. You have to be thankful for that rain. You have to know that more is on the way. We live in an abundant universe with everything here. There's plenty of water on this planet. I think I said last week, I don't know if people know, I don't know if you know this or not, but you know there's underground rivers running all through this earth. Gigantic rivers.
Oceans.
So this is a water planet, for goodness sakes. But these people get on their fancy and telling you it's drying up and all. I don't believe a word of it, you know. I don't listen to them. I'm not ready to let this go or to have my trees. Where I live in that condominium, excuse me, I have so many people now come up to me and say, you've got to get rid of all this landscaping. We'll kill it all. We'll put this in and let the grass die. And I said, I have no intentions of doing that. I will cut back on the water. I will obey the law. I will do all that. But I'm not going to start killing the trees around here. You know, I have gigantic sycamores and all that on my property. I don't want to kill that stuff. Which here again, if you have a sycamore and it's living, you have to know that there's water. Sycamores take a lot of water and they usually always grow along a riverbank. So down underneath, plenty of water or they wouldn't be alive. So there's a stream somewhere that they're getting that from. Now, my understanding is when they were building Los Angeles, the contractors who wanted to come in and do something covered up all the water, you know. They diverted it, they made it do all kinds of things. There was plenty of water here before the contractors decided to bury the thing or decided to make the LA River a cement trough. That's the most ridiculous thing I ever saw. That's that wonderful, and I hate to be hateful, that's the Corps of Engineers who do crazy things like that. They love to pour cement. And I'll tell you a cute story now about the Corps of Engineers. They decided, why don't we straighten out the Mississippi River? And they started to do that. And then they discovered, oh my God, now the water's just rushing. There's tons of floods and so forth. Because the Mississippi River was a meandering river. And a meandering river goes... They wanted to make it straight. And when they made it straight, it just flooded everything. Corps of Engineers. And I'm not bad now, but well, maybe a little. But you would think people would understand that, you see. That they would realize you can't straighten out the Mississippi River. It's a wonderful river. Okay. Every word of man has back of it an idea. And the power of the word is primarily in that idea. The power of the word is in the idea. What idea do you have behind the words you say? I believe it was at the beginning of the month I did something. Remember the word potent was in there? You have a potent mind. Isn't that wonderful? Now, the idea behind potent means, oh, something very powerful, you see? So you have to have the idea behind the word. That's where the power comes from. Added power is given by the speaker according to his realization of the oneness with the idea and the force of his thought. The force that's from you. You're the one that's putting the power into the words. You're the one that's doing all that. That's why it's so important to watch your words. What word am I using to describe this, that, and the other thing? What words am I using to describe people? All people are wonderful, but we don't see that, don't we? Say horrible things about people, don't we? We use horrible words about people. You can't do that. And if you ever want the person to change, you must change your mind about that person. You are the one that must see the goodness in that person. You must see the God in that person. But if you say, that person is ridiculous, that person is this, that person is that, not good. Not good at all. Oh, hi, Scott. Remember that the most powerful word, well, two words that we learned last week were, I am. I am are the most powerful words that you can use. And people use them incorrectly. People say, I'm sick. I never say I'm sick. Even when I'm not feeling all that well. I never admit that to myself. I never let my mind tell me, oh, Dallas, you're sick. No, I am not sick. At the present moment, I may be a little off balance, but I know perfectly well that God is in me, as me and through me, and healing me right here and right now. Those are the words and the ideas that you want to put into your mind. You want those ideas in yourself, and you can do that. We're always talking to ourselves, people, and we're the ones that have to train our minds. If people say, oh, well, I had a bad childhood, I look at them and say, so what? Is that going to be the only thing about you, is your bad childhood? I'm sorry you had a bad childhood, but change it. Change it. And say to yourself, I had a wonderful experience as a child. And I used that. I changed my mind about my childhood. Excuse me. I never had a bad childhood. But I will tell you, my parents were no day at the beach. But I completely forgive them. I completely forgive myself. And I go on with my life. I am the one that's creating my life, not my childhood. That was a little event in my life. And that's all most things are. Events in your life. The other thing to remember is most things are unnecessary. Most of the thoughts you're thinking are absolutely unnecessary. You do not have to have those thoughts. So, how do we do that? We pay attention to the movements of our mind. And we're never taught to do that. We allow our mind to run this way, that way, and whatever way it wants to run. Which brings us back to what? You are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. Learn to use your mind correctly. Learn to use your mind correctly. A wonderful thing that this person Jesus said was, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, most people think, isn't that wonderful? Now we're going to have more shopping centers and I'll be able to go out and buy this, that, and the other thing. Having life more abundantly has nothing to do with a shopping mall. Having life more abundantly is learning to control your mind so that you do see yourself as the beloved. So that you don't have what I call the nits and fleas in life. That people think, oh, this is what life is all about. Life is not about that at all. Life is about peace. Everyone in this room wants peace. They want peace of mind. They want their mind to stop agitating them all the time. And the only way we can do that is by witnessing what we're thinking. And changing what we're thinking to what we want to think. To what we want to think. And it can be difficult, and you can set up a battle if you want. But you are the only authority in your life. No one else has any power over you but you. But you. I'm reading a book now called The Roosevelt. And it was Eleanor Roosevelt who said, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. See, we give people the consent. Somebody says something mean and hateful to you, and you think they're having the authority to do that and they must be right. Why would you ever think that they were right about those things? They're not right. You're the one that's right. Hold yourself high. Hold yourself in the highest of esteem that you can muster. And that you will eventually feel that. And you will become that. This teaching has wonderful little buzzwords, and one of the buzzwords is what you think about, you bring about. And that does not only mean outer things, it means inner things. Think of yourself as whole and complete and perfect. Think of yourself as the beloved. There's so many wonderful things for you to think about. Why would you ever think a negative thing about yourself? Why would you do that? It's a choice. You see, you can do that if you want, but that's a bad choice, isn't it? It's going to make you feel bad. Why don't you choose something that makes you feel good? I'm powerful. You say, I'm strong. These are the things you want to pass through your mind till you become those things. Now, when I say these things, of course, metaphysically we know that. But now scientifically, they know also that you can change your mind. And if you hold an idea in your mind long enough, you will become that idea. I am strong. I am healthy. I am rich. I am rich beyond compare. You see? Now, when we use that or say that, that's a word, rich. Doesn't it mean a lot? Rich food, rich this, rich that. Most people think, oh, it means money. It can mean money. But never concentrate on money, people. Money is always a side effect of your consciousness. Always a side effect of your consciousness. So the more you allow things to come into your life, you become richer and richer and richer. But money is always the side effect. And I've preached this for years. Money is never the issue. Money is never the issue. I think I told you that, didn't I? That money was never the issue. And then you got your car and you got out of all that scene. You have to concentrate on something else, not the money. Money will come to you. So many people concentrate on money. Concentrate on being rich. Rich in every way. So that you have a rich consciousness. Money's got to be there. It's got to be there. It'll come to you in one way or the other. And by the way, when I say these things, I do not say them idly. Anything that comes out of my mouth, I can prove. You see? The most wonderful thing that I do is God is my source and my supply. And I repeat that many times during the day. And I'll be darned if something wonderful doesn't pop up. In the form of money, by the way. Somebody gives me a check, somebody gives me money, somebody does something. But I don't concentrate on money. Don't concentrate on money, I concentrate on rich. Because money has no power whatsoever. The power that we give money, and you can see that, a dollar today isn't worth it what it used to be. We put that power into money. It's the same dollar, but it's not as powerful as it used to be. But you are powerful. You are the one that's powerful. So use these different things. And you'll see a difference in your life. And it starts with what you're thinking about yourself. And it starts with your words. Why do we always start with words? Well, I can say because that Genesis starts with, in the beginning there was the Word. We can use that if we want. But words are very powerful. And you can change anything with a word. I told you last week or the week before, words always structure thought. You cannot have a thought without words. And you're thinking. And the better vocabulary you have, the more words you have power over, the better your thinking becomes. Because you have to use words to structure your thoughts. We have tons of thoughts. If you can't express the thought with words, it's of no value. It's of no value whatsoever. So use your words wisely. And there are so many wonderful words out there. Get interested in words. Get interested in words. And use them for your own benefit. Easy. I've always told you this teaching is easy and it's very simple. It's easy and simple. You know, there are no dogmas in this teaching. There's nothing that you see in other religions. There's no rituals. We don't need any of that. What we need is our mind. And what we need is to be able to control that thinking so that we can bring into our lives exactly what we want. Exactly what we want. You have to know, what was the one thing I've taught you? You have to know that you're being taken care of. That this thing called God wants to take care of you. And it wants to give you everything. Everything that you can conceive. What is your mind conceiving at the present moment? More money? That's fine. Better relationships, that's fine. But you have to start with your thinking, with your mind. I'll give you a little clue. Don't worry about other people. Please, don't worry what they're thinking or doing. Know what you're thinking and doing. You see, that's one of those religious things. You must take care of other people. You cannot take care of other people unless you know how to take care of yourself. And that brings us back to that little thing that Jesus said. That's the blind leading the blind. If the blind leads the blind, you're both going to fall down. You see? You're going to fall down. So, don't fall. Never fall. Keep your mind active with wonderful thoughts all day long. Not horrible things. When I start, my mind starts to want to go down memory lane or wants me to remember something, I say, no, that's gone. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to think of that. It's gone. What good does it do to think of this thing? Nothing. You have to start every moment with your this minute, in this moment. Nothing that went from this morning means anything to me. It's gone. I'm not living there. If you think about it, what are you doing? You're dragging yourself back to that spot. And then you start to analyze that. And you start to say, well, if I would have said this, if I'd have done this differently and that and that. Don't do that to yourselves. You didn't do it. You have to remember that you're always in your right place. You're always doing the right thing. and you're always saying the right thing. You see? You must know those things about yourself. The one that I use the most is, I am enough, I have enough, and I do enough. I am enough, I have enough, and I do enough. Otherwise, the mind wants to tell you, oh, that's not enough, you didn't work hard enough, you could have spent another hour at work, you could have done this, you could have done blah, 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 blah. No. I am enough, I have enough, and I do enough. Otherwise, your mind is going to just keep you on that hamster wheel, going around and around and around and around. Get off the wheel, people. You don't need it. See, isn't that wonderful? If you know that you are enough and you have enough and you do enough, can you see how that frees you? Instead of doing what everyone else says, I should have done more. I should have. You know, we don't do that in this teaching. We never should on each other. No. You could have. Because when you use the word should, you immediately take the freedom away from anything. You should have done that. No, I could have done that. But I chose to do this. You see? Then you have your freedom back again. Then you have your mind back again. Instead of loving somebody, we were children and so forth. Your parents always said, well, you should have. You know? We don't teach shoulds in this teaching. We teach could. And we say to ourselves, I could have done it. But I chose to do it this way. So get rid of all those shoulds. The shoulds are some of those little things that I call the nits and fleas of life. They drive you crazy, don't they? You know, little bats. You don't need that in your life. You need a clear mind and a peaceful mind. When you have a clear mind and a peaceful mind, you can accomplish what you wish to accomplish. Just that simple, that easy. But the mind says, oh no, I have to do more, I have to do this, I have to do that. You know? It's like it's spiritual, and I fall for this all the time, by the way. Well, one more book and then I'll have it. Read one more book and this one's going to be the one that's going to open everything up for me. You have to open it up yourself, people. You have to do the work. Now, do the work that you want to do. But start with your words. Change the way you're talking, especially the way you're talking to yourself. And we all talk to ourselves. So wouldn't it be nice to say, have your mind say to you that you're wonderful, that you're rich, that you're strong, that you're all those things. You can do this. I tell this story about changing your mind, you know, when I was before this teaching. When I'd get up in the morning, my alarm clock would go off and I'd get up. And immediately my mind would say to me, Dallas, if you don't get out of bed right away, you're never going to amount to a hill of beans. You see? You say, oh my, that's right. Now when my alarm clock goes off, it says, good morning, Dallas, you're going to have a wonderful day. Isn't that, you can do that. You can change that dialogue that we're going. That get up and do stuff when I woke up in the morning. Was most of it was for my father, because all of a sudden it said, you better hit the deck. Well, I knew that had to be my father. He was in the Navy. Couldn't have been me. I never went to the Navy. But I was able to change that. So now I get up peacefully in the morning. And if I can do that, you can do that. And I did it by changing my internal dialogue. Was it easy to do? No. Did it take a while? Yes. But I never gave up. I used to run around a track in a gym that was up, you know, the second mezzanine type running. And I would just, the whole time I'm running, I would repeat what I wanted. You say, you're going to have a nice day, Dallas. This is working out for you. You have enough, you are enough, you be. And I just kept doing it till I was able to embed it in my thinking so that when those moments came, that came up. That came up. Not hit the deck, you're never going to amount to anything. See? We have to do that for ourselves. No one can do that for you. No one can do it for you. You have to change it. And I use tons of affirmations, and I still use tons of affirmations, because when my mind, you know, the mind never stops. So you have to give it something. You have to give it something. Otherwise, it'll destroy you. So I have all kinds of affirmations that come up instead of all that garbage that used to come up. The garbage that told me I was never going to be anything, I was never going to do anything. This, that, and the other. Whatever it was, that doesn't happen to me anymore. It doesn't happen to me anymore. You know, the main thing to always tell yourself, I am a success. Because your mind will tell you, oh no, you're not a success. You haven't made it yet. You have to say, I am a success. And then back that up with some of the most successful things that you've done. You see? I said it was last week, wasn't it? I told you to go home and take a piece of paper and write down all the good qualities that you have. You're probably still working on that list. But if I told you to write down all your bad qualities, they come out in no time. You know every bad quality about yourself. Now you have to know all the good qualities. The bad qualities are not all you. You're much bigger than all of that. You see, you can't rely on those thoughts in your mind because you're more than one thought. You see. People you know never fail. Things fail. People don't fail. People are always successful. But we think we're failures. Oh, that didn't work. This didn't work. All the things in my life that didn't work, now when I look back, I'm thank God they didn't work. I wouldn't be here today and I wouldn't be the person I am if all those other little crazy things worked out. What I do is I put my life in divine right order. And I tell myself, my life is in divine right order. It's unfolding exactly the way it is supposed to unfold. And how am I able to do that? I never compare myself to anybody else. I never say that person has more than I, this is going on and that's going on. And I'm around people who say, you know, oh, I wish I were this person. Well, you're never going to be that person. You're going to be yourself. Become the very best person you can become. And never, never compare yourself to somebody else. They have more than I have. You don't know if that's true or not. And they may be miserable people. I knew lots of people that had lots of money I mean, I'm talking people with trains and planes and so forth. They're not happy. They're not happy. I don't want their life. You think that money can buy you happiness? I don't think so. I don't think so. I know once somebody said, well, if money can't buy you happiness, you're shopping in the wrong place. We're not. You're shopping always in the right place. You have to start to love yourself. You have to start to know how wonderful you are. Every moment of every day, you must tell yourself, I am wonderful. I am a wonderful human being. I did this, this, this. I was kind to people. I was nice to people today. You see? So many people like to be nasty. I don't like to be nasty. I could have turned out that way. I grew up with people that were nasty. For the first 18 years of my life, I lived around nasty people. Now, I hate to say this, but my brother is nasty. And he doesn't know it. He does not know that he's nasty. I love him anyway, you know. And I love him even better because he's 3,000 miles away. That helps. It helps a great deal, you see. Learn to love yourselves, people. Learn to put into your mind the words that you want to speak. And always start with, I am. I am successful. I am a healer. I am whatever it is. I told the story about, I used that affirmation, I am a reader. I am a reader. And now I read. I have tons of books. I read. I started the affirmation. Then I did something about it. You know, you can't sit and say, I'm a reader, and then not go to Barnes & Noble and buy a book. It's impossible. So you make the affirmation. You have to live up to the affirmation that you're saying. So when you say, I am healthy, then you have to start, I'm giving up smoking, I'm giving up drinking, I'm eating better. You have to do the different things. You have to do it. You and I are creating our own lives individually. But we are creating everything that comes into our life. Everything that comes into your life. You've created wonderful things, Christine. Really wonderful. And the idea, Christine just bought her son a car. Because why? She's rich. And she knows that. She didn't do it. I'm just waiting to see what... Everything's going to come back to you. You wait and see. And you worked on that for years to get to this point. You did a lot of work. And see, it pays off. We can all do it. We can all do these things. You did wonders with your car business and all, you see? So, there's something out here, in here, all around us that is encouraging us, that wants us to succeed, people. So please, succeed in life. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and therein's the lesson. Thank you.